that kind of the most disappointing part of what happened today?
You take those 2 weeks back to back, and obviously you want to be able to build on it. And we didn't do that today. And that is, you know, that's more than frustrating. Like I said just a second ago on the radio, there's going to be 3 more games here, and we better be ready to go, because I know those guys are going to be ready to go. We better be ready.
You expected to win the game. What didn't happen that you expected would happen with this matchup?
I thought, though, I take my hat off to Matt. I thought, I think he does a great job. He had his team ready to play. I thought they schematically exposed us a couple times on some things that helped them. Their play action pass, being able to hit Mims. We knew he was a good player. I didn't think that we defended him well at all today. We got to do a much better job there. There's times where our defense actually did some good things, man. They battled back and got off the field a couple times. One time on a turnover that was almost for sure points, and they were able to get off. That was outstanding. They kept battling to the very end. If there's anything that I do think is a nice part about it, was that those guys kept fighting out there. But I think they executed well offensively. They threw the ball well. That kid threw the ball really, really well. We knew he was a good runner. He threw the ball really well today. Number 15 made some great catches. He got open. The other guys made plays. They hit us on a couple of tight end down the middle that, we're in position. All we got to do is knock it down. We might even be able to pick it, and we just didn't make the play. And then there's another one where they slip the running back out, and he gets behind one of our guys. And, those are things that you don't see very often, but you got to be able to stop them when they show up. We've got to be better execution-wise at those points of attack. And then we've got to score touchdowns. We just can't keep where we really have to become better is we have to, once we get inside that plus 30, that first down after that plus 30 has got to be good. Because if you just go back and look at it, first down after plus 30 has been, it's been going backwards, or it's been a stalemate, and almost without exception, we're in a third and long situation. You give them an advantage when you do that, and we got to be able to get in better third and medium to third and short, more manageable third down situations than third and 8, third and 9, third and 10.
That situation you just mentioned, the first down plus 30, seems like it's always a hurry up. You try to get a hurry up and it never works.
Yeah, we talked about that at halftime. We talked a little bit about, the learning from the first half about going fast. There was one occasion where we did go fast. Taylor Martin got outside and got us down inside the 15, I believe it was, down there, inside the 20, I know. But we got to continue to look at ourselves and say, when we're going speedball there, are we getting what we need to get out of it? Or is it becoming counterproductive? And we talked about it at halftime, to be able to slow it down and get good calls on that first down, try to get positive yardage so we're not in third and long situations. That hurts you.
Tuesday, that Baylor kind of reminded you from a number perspective of where you guys were at the first year. To lose to that team by this margin at home, what do you say to fans that are saying right now they can't see signs of progress?
Well, I'll say this. They're nowhere near where we were. We were down 30-plus scholarships. They're not even remotely close to that. So I said that there's some things that they're facing. So they're not even close to where we were. And we're still not there. But that's no excuse. So, like I said, Matt's a good coach. He did a good job.
9 tackles for a loss. How do you feel about the way your defense fit the gap and held their assignments?
Man, some things out there were encouraging, particularly when we were backed up in situations a couple of times. Watching Clint continue to work over there. I mean, we got to really do a good job of keeping that, getting that secondary up to speed. I thought for the first time in a few weeks they kind of regressed a little bit, and we've got to get them back to where they're making that upward trend.
This seems like probably the most disappointing loss so far. How do you get them back and get them ready for these last 3?
Man, we got a great locker room. We don't have to get them back. They just got to let this one go. And the reason we don't have to get them back is because they believe. But we gotta let this one go. We have no choice. We're going to have to let it go. We got to learn from it and move on to the next one, because, like I said, we got 3 really, really tough opponents that we're facing down the road. You just got to learn from it. I know those boys in there are disappointed. I know our coaches are disappointed. I know our fans are disappointed. Got every right to be.
What happened on the timeout before the missed field goal attempt in the first quarter? It looked like Doug Meacham had to seem pretty upset with the officials about that.
Yeah, you know, honestly, as you communicate with the official, they made the right call. They did a good job. One of their wing officials came crashing in, and the only thing that would make them hold something up like that is if a ball went out of bounds on your sideline or their sideline where they had to reset. Or they had to reset. He had to allow Stacy, I think, was the guy that was holding us up, and he had to allow the wing official to get set. So, you know, sometimes as a coach, you don't see all that.
Another great game for Jordan Neen with 11 tackles. How important has he been for you guys this season?
Man, I mean, I don't really even have any words. He's a tough dude. He's hurt, and to play that consistent, man, he's a stud. He's good.